This week in West Virginia history. On February 23, 1945, Marine Corporal Herschel Woody Williams perilously risked his life to neutralize Japanese positions during World War II. At the time, American tanks were struggling to open a lane for infantry forces on Iwo Jima. With only four riflemen covering his movements, Williams repeatedly prepared demolition charges and rushed enemy lines. Armed with a flamethrower, he destroyed seven Japanese pillboxes one by one over a four-hour period. This act of individual heroism earned Williams the Medal of Honor. 11 days later, he was wounded by shrapnel and earned a Purple Heart. The Fairmont native had grown up in Harrison County. He almost didn't make it into the military. At the beginning of World War II, he'd tried to enlist in the Marines, but at 5'6", he was considered too short to serve. He finally enlisted in May 1943 after the military changed its height requirement. After the war, Woody Williams returned to West Virginia, where he served in the Marine Corps Reserve, worked for the Veterans Administration, and ran a boarding and training barn for horses in Cabell County. For more information on Woody Williams, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.